Well, everybody, welcome back here to the MSU Sports Network. I'm Crennan Prophet, Brandon Tatman, and Kirk Kelman back in studio here at United Wireless Arena in Dodge City, Kansas. Just two more games here slated in this side of tournament play on our side of the court. We got Valley Heights and Mustangs taking on Conway Springs Cardinals. We just saw an incredible game and a display of strength and determination from Valley Heights. They took on JCN. They beat them in straight sets 25-14 and 25-20. They guaranteed themselves a chance here to go on to Saturday, as now Valley Heights and JCN are both 1-1. Conway Springs are 0-2. Oakley is guaranteed Saturday at 2-0. So again, this is a situation where you mentioned that if the Cardinals here beat Valley Heights and then Oakley beats JCN, you'll have approximately three teams, all 1-2, and it will all kind of be decided by maybe points, head-to-head, or whatever they kind of deem.
Well, again, we were talking about the head-to-head. I don't know how you go off that, considering all three of them are going to beat each other,
yeah.
You know. So I would think it has to come down to the point system. We'll get to that if that is the scenario that we end up with, but that's just the competitive nature. Once you get this deep into the postseason, all eight teams here are good enough to beat each other any given day, any given match. We've kind of seen that here on our side of the floor with kind of how things have shaped up. I mean, obviously, Oakley, they've been the best team, and they're the only team without a loss right now. They're 2-0. They'll get JCN on Care Country following our matchup here on KMZA. But Conway Springs, again, might have an opportunity here. But the way Valley – I'm interested to see how Valley Heights carries over that momentum with how good they were against a very good JCN team. This Mustangs team, they might be the hottest team on the floor, the four teams on both sides, the way we saw them take care of JC and the way they did.
Yeah, because not only was Ava Smith involved, but Mia Vermitten had, you know, her best game of the state tournament so far, and then also Josie Parker. Let's quick run down the starters. Here, starting with the Conway Springs Cardinals. Number four, we'll have Lanny Hartman, Reese Johnson, Miley Pauly, Lauren Pauly, Macy Hartman, and the libero, Samantha Howard, the 5'4" freshman head coach by Amanda Becker, just her third season. Here for the Valley Heights Mustangs, Josie Parker, Ava Smith, Krista Porter, Mia Vermitten, Paige Miller, Avery Stevenson, and the libero, Tegan Spooth, head coach by Susan Steinfort, who again was a member of the first ever state title in Valley Heights Mustangs history back in 1992. They've since only added one state title since that time, and that was back in 2001. Valley Heights, they can win this game. They'll get themselves an opportunity and a chance, potentially, to play on Saturday. Maybe add a third title here in program history.
Excited for this one, brother. Down to the final two matches here on the day. Reminder to our 92.1 listeners, coverage of Axtell. They're playing Hanover right now on 103.9. Jake Spaulding over in Emporia, 1A2 tournament.
Here Miller sets up Ava Smith, and Smith unleashes on the first kill of the game. Match and set here.
Well set. Well set. Well played. We talked about it with basically Ava Smith all by herself for a degree in that first matchup, a team effort against JCN, and yeah, she put a lot of heaviness behind that first kill.
Back set here, deflected right back to the Cardinals side up front. Right back deflection here to Valley Heights. Miller, now a free ball gets set across. Cardinals here with it on the far. They set up Hartman, and that one, it goes long. And here another point for Valley Heights. They're now up 2-0 over Conway Springs. Mia Vermitten here on the serve. Mentioned Smith. She's got 37 total kills here in this state tournament so far. And Mia Vermitten, a near ace, picked up in the back row before a free ball is sent back over. Here for Valley Heights to handle. Miller, back setting. Parker, off the top of the net. Here's a set right in front to Hartman. Right back to Valley Heights. Smith, left side. It's where she likes to nest, and that's where she likes to punish, too. Smith, another kill here for Valley Heights. They take a 3-0 lead.
Yeah, too easy there for Ava Smith. It was a beautiful setup there, and you know where our scoreboard should be. They're showing the game behind us still, so we currently don't have a scoreboard for our match, so bear with us, folks. It's 3-0 Valley Heights.
Here right now with it, Valley Heights on their side up front. Ava Smith, here's another chance. She goes diagonal with it on the spike. Hartman, deep set to the back corner, picked up. Here now, another chance in the middle. Josie Parker parks it right in the middle alley. And it's 4-0, Valley Heights over Conway. You mentioned how is Valley Heights going to continue that momentum. Well, there you go.
That was reserved parking on that one.
We continue the parking joke here with Josie Parker. here. Hartman and that a spike going down from the far side for a kill. And the first point here for Conway Springs, they're still deficited by 3-4-1.
Macy Hartman there, the kill. You got two sets of sisters on this Conway Springs roster. You got the Pollys and the Hartmans.
And I tell you what, when you get sibling chemistry, it is really helpful, especially in a volleyball court. Here, free ball needs to get sent over. Shucks in the front row here for Valley Heights. Miller on the right side attack, and it's deflected by Lainey Hartman in the back left corner. It is now 5-1 Valley Heights.
Well, nobody in the stands, unless they're keeping track like we are, know what the score is. Because, again, they have not switched the video boards to the rightful side. We got into this game, and it's showing the Rossville-Hillsboro game, in which that one is tied 1-1 in set number 3 right now.
And it's a hit that goes along. It's another point for Valley Heights. Lauren Pauly sending that one back behind the backcourt line. It is 6-1 now, Valley Heights over Conway Springs. Now here's the serve over from the Mustang. Now the far side set up to Pauly. Gets picked up in the front row. Miller left side here to Smith. And Smith, a huge hit. The Dink puts it right back over on the Mustang side. Dink put across by Miller. Here's the back set. And it's going to go deep. And that is a point for Valley Heights. Brooke Coster there, the junior, sent it long.
Yeah, again, just some miscues here early for Conway Springs. And the way Valley Heights is playing right now, you just cannot afford multiple mistakes consecutively.
There's Hartman. Hartman puts it in the back corner, but Valley Heights is able to pick it up. For a minute, man, the 7-foot line, send it over a diagonal spike. Another back set. Pauly denied, and it's back here for the Cardinals to handle. A free ball needs to get sent over, and it is by Reese Johnson. Miller, left side. Here's Smith against the double block. And again, even up front with both Paulies. Smith able to come through.
Yeah, just fought it through that double team again. Miley and Laren Pauly just could not quite keep it on the side they wanted to.
And here you go, kill right up front. That's Miley Pauly, her first kill of this match so far.
Yeah, 5'8 senior, 118 kills coming in. And her younger sister, Laren, 5'11 junior, leading this team in kills. Conway Springs, a win. And then maybe a little bit of help could back their way into
right
the semifinals.
Back.
Porter and Simpson back on the court here for Valley Heights. And Ava Smith, well, she's still on the court dominating. Tell you what, every time she... It's almost like you shoot a three-point shot and you just know it's going to go in. That's every time she hits the spike almost.
Well, I feel bad.
Down and just boom.
Yeah, I feel bad for Macy Hartman. She's been on the receiving end of about four of these Ava Smith kills early. And after that last one, she just had a smile on her face because she was like, there's nothing I could have done with that.
But that's tap here to Valley Heights, and it looks like they're going to get a point. Near side official, I believe, is going to call into the net violation, and that is the call. It's now 10-2. Valley Heights is on a runaway trail here over Conway Springs.
Remember when I said I was interested to see how the Mustangs would carry over that momentum? Well, a 10-2 start. They have done that.
Here, push over. It's Valley Heights. Somehow a dig to get over by Miller. Cardinals handling. Sent over by Johnson. Now Ava Smith spiking it over the double block up front. Here, Johnson. Johnson pushing to the right corner. Now up to the left side to Smith. And that time it is denied. Blocked up front. Good there by the Pollys. That one, Miley Pauly, who led the charge.
Yeah, the best defensive effort we have seen at the net for those two early on here in this opening set.
Back to serve here for Conway Springs is Addison Conkle, the 5'1 junior. Gets it over the net here, right side. And Ava Smith, is she down the candy cane lane? Yes, she is. 11-3.
It's not even November yet, and you're talking candy canes already? I've just been wanting the candy at the end of the table. That's true. If I walk over to that candy bowl and there's a candy cane in there, I'm going to be wildly upset.
Well, then you better give me two of them.
Okay.
I'm not going to take it. Here is Bigham. Bigham sets up here, left side for mid. Nice little soft touch across. I believe they're going to get another violation on the side. Yep, they are in the net.
Yeah, a couple times in the net. Again, some other airs on the side of Conway Springs. It certainly helped Valley Heights create this lead.
That's a deep serve over, and a free ball gets sent across by Hartman. Here's Miller, the center of the team, and here Bigham puts one down. Bigham, she had two kills in that match against JCN coming up large, and now a timeout here. We'll take a timeout as well. It is 13-3. Valley Heights is all over Conway Springs in set number one.
Good health starts with a trusted partner, and that community healthcare system, our family medicine providers are here for the long run, building lasting relationships and guiding your family's health at every stage of life. From preventative care to chronic condition management, we deliver quality care that you can count on right here in your community. Community healthcare system, your partner in lifelong health.
In set number one, 13-3, Brandon Tapman, what's working here with Valley Heights?
Yeah, it's Ava Smith. And I mean, you know, Bigham, we've seen her make a couple of plays going back to JCN. It's just been more of a balanced attack since that first match and losing to Oakley in three sets. Ava Smith doing her thing, of course, but we're calling a lot of these other girls. And Ava does go right there, service air. Probably don't see that too often in her career, but good for Conway Springs. They needed that. 13-4, they break serve out of the timeout.
I didn't want to say, Valley Heights, they didn't have a single service error against JCN. I mean, that's really impressive. That's clean play, and that's what you want behind the service line. So that's their first service error since their first matchup of the day. That was back against Oakley and here, and Miller goes long. And now Conway, back-to-back points.
Yeah, first time in this set, they go back-to-back. Got to continue to build on that. You need a run here. You're Conway Springs. Again, your tournament is on the line, and you need to win. You need a little bit of help along the way at the end of it, but you know this team ain't thinking like that. They just want to go out here and win this match.
Lauren Pauly here on the serve. She had 13 kills against JCN in that defeat. Here, deflected right back to Valley Heights. Behind the 10-foot line by a couple of feet. Does Ava Smith have enough on it? And just too much on it, actually.
Yeah, too much on that one. Didn't quite have the dip that she wanted. She knew it right off the hand that it was a scotch too long.
And here's Lauren Pauly back behind the service line, left quarter side, sends it over on the right-hand serve. It sets right here. It's a quick one to Bigham. Quick on the rebound there, Miller, and Vermitten send it back over. Dick will get back here to Valley Heights. Now the Cardinals will battle it up front of the top of the net, and Reese Johnson sends that piece just too far behind the backcourt line. 14-6 now. Valley Heights leads by 8 over Conway Springs.
And a little 3-0 burst there by the Cardinals, and Mustangs put an end to that pretty quickly with now Porter back behind the service line.
Near front, Miller back to Vermitten. Vermitten over the double block. Here's the Cardinals. Double handless to Reese Johnson. Cross the deflection. Miller, quick setting here left side to Vermitten. Back for the Cardinals to work it with. Here they send it down to the right corner. Smith on the bump. Set. Well, actually, this is going to be his free ball that's sent over here to the Cardinals. Back to Reese Johnson. And right down an alley. Krista Porter tried to go for a dig, but could not get the save.
4-1 burst here by the Cardinals. Got to slowly try to chip away. Down a touchdown, 14-7. Valley Heights, again, continuing that momentum. Off the sweep against JCN.
Speaking of number 7, Reese Johnson here on the serve for Conway Springs. Josie Parker set up right in the middle, and in the middle aisle, she finds the candy aisle there for Johnson. Or excuse me, Parker.
You and your candy.
I'm telling you, man, I'm excited.
I don't know what candy. I've been saying it for the last like 4 hours.
We'll get some candy out.
I'm gonna get in trouble though if I go over there. But.
Here serves over by Stevenson for Valley Heights. It's 15-7. Mustangs here leading over the Cardinals. And this is a spike and kill out to the far side by Macy Hartman. 15-8. Valley Heights here over Conway.
Yeah, bang, bang play. You had Spoons back there, and Ava Smith was right on her right ear trying to say let it go. But, again, it's coming at you so quick. It's just those split-second reactions. Maybe Valley Heights would have got one there. No go. But they're back to it.
Miller here to Vermitten. Pike is handled well, trying to cover the top of the cauldron. Up top, though, is Parker, and she gets given the point. They're going to say that they got 4 hits there on the side of Conway. It's 16-8 now. Double up here the score, the 2-point conversion for Valley Heights. And this is going over here, Cardinals. And that is into the net. It is now 17-8, Valley Heights over Conway.
I think we might be a point away or two for Valley Heights, or maybe Conway Springs burning a timeout here.
Here's the serve across. Cardinals handling Lanny Hartman. Now a short set to get it over. Here's Josie Parker, deflected right back to her. Valley Heights, and 4 hits here called against Valley Heights. 17-9 now, but it's still Valley Heights here with the lead.
A record of 30-10 for Valley Heights. Yeah, after their win against JCN. Conway Springs 0-2, again the 7th seed at 26-14.
And the service error behind the service line here, Alex Ling, the 5'7" sophomore, Valley Heights here now 18-9. That official correction, there it is on the board. Now the serve is across here for Valley Heights. Up front, Smith getting some nice vertical leverage on there. Now it's back to the Cardinals, battling at the top of the net. And getting there is Miller as her entire team piles on her in some congratulatory celebration. 19-9. Valley Heights leads over Conway Springs in set one. And there's your first timeout there. Or there is a timeout there taken here by Conway Springs. We'll take a break as well, a quick 30. We're back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, 19-9. Valley Heights leads.
Good health starts with a trusted partner, and that community healthcare system, our family medicine providers are here for the long run, building lasting relationships and guiding your family's health at every stage of life. From preventative care to chronic condition management, we deliver quality care that you can count on right here in your community. Community healthcare system, your partner in lifelong health. Schedule your appointment today by visiting chcsks.org.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Down here at Dodge City, Kansas at United Wireless Stadium. Here another timeout taken by Conway Springs. They trail by 10, 19-9 in set one here against Valley Heights. Here is with it Conway Springs. Ollie nearly putting down the spike and kill. There Smith sends it back here to the Cardinals. Back set. Over now, Valley Heights. Here left side. Another try for Smith. And Smith, given the second chance opportunity, puts it away with some high heat. And Smith here, 6 kills in this first set here against Conway Springs. She is at 42 kills in this state tournament pool play so far. Fanatic there from the senior. Here's Miller, spike, nearly putting it down from the Cardinals side. Polly sends it over on a free ball. And now here it's going to be tapped over for Valley Heights. And that is out of bounds on the free ball sent over by Conway. It's 21-9 here. Valley Heights leads by 12 over the Cardinals. Here's a serve by Henry. It gets over the net, and it's an ace, 22-9. Henry, a huge ace to get Valley Heights 3 points away here from securing set number one. Next one goes across here. And here's Henry. She pulls it away.
They're seeing if it was tipped. It was out, but was it tipped?
They give it to Valley Heights.
So they say it was not tipped. Well, this is kind of how they put it away on JCN. Just a massive run here. 6 consecutive points and even 4 out of the timeout by Conway Springs.
And Henry goes right into the net after the 8th.
But again, this Mustangs team, they scored 8 of the first 9 at KP in this opening set, and they really have not been threatened by Conway Springs since. And now a really good chance here, back-to-back points, they can put it away.
All right, at one point they were leading 13-3. They were kind of early in the going. That early momentum really just kind of set the tone here for Valley Heights. Pauly deflected from the top. Miller, nice pick. Free ball, that's 4 hits. That's the 3rd hit, excuse me. And finding the back line, does Ava Smith get it?
They said it was deflected, so yes, points. Valley Heights, set point here at 24-10.
24-10, as you just mentioned, set point. Kind of hard to see sometimes here on court side because when the players get excited, they all stand up right in front of you, and it makes it kind of hard of a view to see what's kind of going on, but it's 24-10. Valley Heights here over Conway, and Reese Johnson will keep things alive momentarily for the Cardinals. Been in between the wickets on the kill shot.
Yeah, Reese Johnson's probably been their best player, at least the matches we have seen here today for Conway Springs. Again, 200-plus kills, nearly 300 digs, good behind the service line, very strong with that spike.
Miller, back setting. Smith, can she put it away? And yes, she does. 25-11. Valley Heights secures set one over Conway Springs. And just a set away from going to 2-1 in pool play after starting off with their loss against Oakley. We're back in a minute here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Valley Heights secures set one, 25-11.
Citizens State Bank.
with locations in Hanover, Marysville, and Waterville, wants to wish the Valley Heights Lady Mustangs good luck at the state tournament and proud to support this broadcast. Citizens State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
You know what Grandma really wants for the holidays? No, it's not a sweater. It's not another candle. She wants some meat. That's right, the good stuff from Frankfort Meat Company. Juicy roasts, tender steaks, and smoked hams. All the fixings for a feast that'll have folks lining up for seconds. So skip the fruitcake and swing by Frankfort Meat Company, 120 East 2nd in Frankfort, or call them at 785-292-4436 and make Grandma very proud this year. Frankfort Meat Company, meat you just can't beat.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on 92.1 KMZA, Crittenden Prophet, Brandon Tatman, Kirk Kilman back in studio. Valley Heights secured set number one. 25-11, they got out in the early going, 8-1 at one point, 13-3. Just an all-around dominant showing by Valley Heights. You saw Ava Smith get involved, Josie Parker, Paige Miller. Overall, impressive showing.
Yeah, no doubt. They carried over that momentum with the dominant effort and the sweep against JCN in the previous match. That was kind of my key. How are they going to respond playing the second of a back-to-back, being so dominant against JCN? Well, they scored 8 of the first 9 against Conway Springs in set 1, never really threatened the rest of the way, 25-11. This would be a heck of a rally for the Mustangs if they come back after losing that first match of the day to Oakley, and if they could beat JCN, beat Conway Springs here, find their way into Championship Saturday, trying to avenge the runner-up finish from 2024.
And Conway Springs, they've battled everyone tough here so far in pool play, but Valley Heights, well, they've battled a lot of momentum here early. And looks like this first point of this set number 2 will go to Conway Springs. Lauren Polly on the block.
Yeah, Conway Springs, they need to build something here. They need to get out to an early lead, you know, rattle off 3, 4, 5 in a row, make the Mustangs work from behind.
Here's the cross. Miller, back setting. Vermitten, who didn't record a kill in that first set, like to try to record one here. A little bit of a rally going between the teams. Miller, now back to Vermitten. It's deflected, blocked up front. 2 blocks early here for Lauren Pauly. So that's what you want to do if you're Conway Springs. Play more aggressive up front, get some of those blocks.
Yeah, it's been the most effective duo on that front line defensively. It's been the Pauly sisters with Miley and Laren right there showing it.
Miller, here the setter, getting it to Ava Smith. And for the Cardinals, and miscommunication there on that back left side. Point here for Valley Heights. No one called it.
Yeah, it's one where Conway Springs should have had. It floated in the air for a long time, but then you had 2 girls on the back row going at the same time, and then they both pull away at the same time, and it falls to the floor.
It's like 2 outfielders calling for a fly ball. Someone's got to make the communication for it. Here in the front row, Court, and putting it down almost to his Polly, but Valley Heights keeps it alive. Smith on the free ball. Now back Cardinals up front, Polly on the near, and there you go, finding an alleyway for Polly. She has all 3 points here early for Conway Springs, 2 blocks and a kill. 3-1.
Just to check up on the court behind us, Rossville out of the Big East. They're in set 3 with Hillsboro. Rossville right now, they have match point at 24-21.
Ava Smith at the top of the tape. Cardinals will handle behind the 10-foot line, and here's Polly off the top of the tape again here. And now right in the middle, set up for Josie Parker, and that is a huge one, parked right in the middle. 3-2 here.
That might have been a parallel park. Sandwiched between 2 cars.
We have seen Parker do it in all sorts of ways here in this state tournament run so far. She can hit in any position here on the court. She's got 3 kills here so far in this match against Conway as it is 3-2 Conway lead. And set 2, a must-win here for Conway. Ava Smith sends it over on the free ball. Up front, Lainey Hartman setting up Polly. Polly pushing it over. Back set, Ava Smith on a diagonal spike. It's deep, and it goes right into the first row of fan territory. Valley Heights is able to tie it 3-all, and Ava Smith, her first kill of this set, too.
We probably had how many balls throughout the day land about 4 rows deep behind the court? Quite a few.
Quite a few. By the way, there's a minion running around back there in that fan court there for Conway Springs, but here, getting it done up front for Conway on the kill is Reese Johnson. I always love giving a shout-out to all the Halloween costumes that I get to see throughout this Halloween day. It's always lots of fun.
Kind of depressed. I figured there'd be more. We've seen a few, but not as much. There's been a lot of students here representing their schools.
I've seen a lot of dinosaurs. love inflatable dinosaur costumes. I kind of wish we wore one here. That'd be kind of fun. We should definitely invest in that next time. Here, Porter, John, here, Porter, right into the net. Now, Conway Springs, 5-3. I think that's the next thing I'll pitch to Jake and Justin is inflatable dinosaur costumes next time we head out to Dodge City.
We'll have to buy a large headset sit on top of that.
Here's a back set to Miller, and she is denied up front by Reese Johnson on the block. Conway Springs 6-3 now here over the Valley Heights Mustang.
Yeah, you mentioned Johnson. Got to give a shout-out, though, to Lainey Hartman as well up there, part of that double-team stuff.
And service error here by Conway Springs. On the serve there was Addison Conkle. Now it is 6-4. Conway Springs' first service error here of this match coming in set number two.
Well, I just mentioned, sorry to cut you off, it was 24-21 Rossville. They were trying to knock out Hillsboro in set three, but Hillsboro, they've rattled off three in a row, and it's now 24-24.
Now here on this side of the court, though, it is 6-5, an ace in the back row by Miller. Miller, who has recorded five aces in this tournament so far. She has 56 total aces on the season, lead her team, and now right there afterwards the service error, so unfortunately. Still doesn't negate the fact that she's had an incredible run here behind the service line overall. Now to 7-5, Conway over Valley Heights. Back to serve is Lauren Pauly. She came into the state tournament with 55 total aces on the season, one of the team leads. Here's a back set, and Smith will go far to the left side, and that will give Conway Springs a three-point lead, 8-5 in set two.
Yeah, Eva Smith looking at one of the officials, thinking that one of the girls up front for Conway Springs was underneath the net when she attacked, but officials did not see any, and Ava gave a little bit of the side eye roll there, and we move on.
And there's another service there, that time by Conway Springs. We've seen three service errors here in this set, two from the Cardinals.
And Hillsboro, in fact, did come from behind after being down 24-21 to Rossville in the third set. I think that put Rossville now at 1-2, might eliminate them from Saturday's semifinals.
Valley Heights on their side. Bigham, left side, set up for Vervin over the top of the double block. Nice dig to keep things going. Reese Johnson, deflection up from Bigham on the right side. Here's Bigham on the setup. She's going to get Vervin on the left quarter side, and that is a long ball put up in the air. Reese Johnson with it for the Cardinals, putting it across here, battling up front the top of the tape. Cardinals with it, long rally between the two teams here for this next point. Vermitten on the left, and I think this one will end here in a violation against the Valley Heights Mustangs getting under the net. It is 9-6, Conway ahead here, Valley Heights in set two.
Yeah, Conway's been much better. They've avoided the errors. Now we're seeing some errors on the side of Valley Heights, which we hadn't really seen since that opening match.
Grace Johnson, nice job by Spoons there to receive the serve, and then Vermitten with the kill. So again, kudos there to the libero. That was a nice dig to keep that alive there for Vermitten for the chance to get the kill shot. Here, 9-7, Valley Heights trails by two, and now only by one, another ace coming out of the sleeves. But a lot of tricks here today from this Valley Heights Mustangs team. Porter, her second ace of the state tournament so far. Now 9-8, Valley Heights down by one in set two. Far side, Bigham, quick set up in the middle. Parker trying to park it down. Back here for Valley Heights to work with it. Bigham, she's going to set up now. Vermitten just didn't have the leverage she quite would have wanted. Runs the ball right into the net. It's 10-8, Conway Springs over Valley Heights.
Yeah, she knew she had an opportunity there right in front of the net, but, yeah, just not quite the hit she was looking for.
Lainey Hartman here on the serve. Just was able to get it over the top. And now Josie Parker going to the back right corner. It's picked up. Free ball is going to have to get sent over. It does, and it is out of bounds. Free ball is sent over there by Miley Pauly, but went over here to the near side bench of Valley Heights. 10-9, Conway up by one. Here coming back to serve for the Mustangs, Avery Stevenson, the 5-foot junior, pops this one over. Here near the boundary, Valley Heights deflecting at the top of the tape. Here with it, Parker, right side, Miller, another deflection here. That was Miley Pauly. Back over here to Valley Heights, behind the 10-foot line. Miller, Vermitten, over the top of the double block. Nice dig, picked up in the back row. Hartman sends it over the back corner. It's picked up again here by Valley Heights. Josie Parker, deep set into the right corner. Nice save in the back row by Johnson. Now Hartman putting it back across. Back and forth here we go with both these teams. Remitten trying to find a hole. Does not. Cardinals back across. Miley. Pauly. And that's four hits on Valley Heights. Conway now 11-9. A big rally between the two, and the Cardinals fly away with it.
And a quick update from Emporia. Two 2-0 teams in pool play. Axtell and Hanover. And Hanover, the 2-0 victory, 25-21, 25-20.
Miller back setting Vermitten back to her hands. Here's another chance, but now it's to Josie Parker for Valley Heights. And now Ava Smith off another deflection, and it goes into the net. A point for Valley Heights. They're now down 11-10. But as you mentioned, Brandon, it is so awesome to see how many Twin Valley League teams that are going to be a chance to have top four finishes with Lynn, Hanover, and Axtell, and even a chance here now for Valley Heights. That'd be four of the 11 TVL teams, and Vermitten, another ace out of the sleeve. She's got two aces in this state tournament run, and Valley Heights, in this set alone, have three aces. They have done well behind the service line. It's 11-all here in set number two, and a miscommunication on a free ball. Kind of Johnson and Pauly got interlocked between each other, and now Valley Heights is taking a lead here for the first time in a while in this set.
Conway Springs, this is crunch time for them because the Mustangs have good momentum. They have taken the lead back. See how the Cardinals respond.
Here, Parker. Parker, Miller. Miller kind of stretching back there on that spike, and she did. She tapped the back line on it. Actually, they're going to say it was a tip there that gets Paige Miller her third kill this state tournament and of the match as well. Valley Heights now up 13 here to 12 over Conway Springs. Flush at the top of the net. Here's Miller to Ava Smith into the top of the tape, and they're going to call a lift on Valley Heights. And now it is 13-12, so Conway Springs, they gave them a point, took it away, and there it goes. Maybe that was a little bit of a prediction. Not sure, but regardless, 13-12 here, Valley Heights over Conway in set two, must win here for the Cardinals. And they tie it at 13-all, far side blocked by Reese Johnson. As I mentioned, that first set, Valley Heights secured 25-11. Conway needs this second set to force a win. Winner takes all, set number three. Set to the left side. Ava Smith, nothing but power behind it. A candy crush, if you will, for Ava Smith. Another one beautifully put down. Her second kill of the set. She hasn't gotten too involved, but I wouldn't imagine that that'd be the way for too much longer after that fanatic kill. And here's another point for Valley Heights. The free ball gets sent out of bounds. It's now 15-13. Stretching a two-point lead here over Conway Springs doing the latter portion, middle latter portion of this second set. Nearly an ace by Henry. Johnson puts it over. Miller. Miller to Ava Smith against the tape. Rebound picked up though on the near side here from Valley Heights. Now here's the Cardinals with it. Back to Valley Heights. Smith near boundary and off the double block. Sniped off Miley Polly's left arm. That's the third kill of the set for Smith.
Yeah, three straight for the Mustangs. I'm thinking about timeouts again. Both teams, we have not seen a timeout yet. Another point or two for Valley Heights. They kind of keep this run going. I think Conway Springs going to might have to talk something over to reset.
16-13, Valley Heights lead here over Conway. They get it back. Valley Heights here on a free ball. Smith against the double block. That's the second time she's hit it off the left hand of Miley Pauly. There's your timeout taken there.
I'm an incredible athlete.
By Conway Springs. 17-13, Valley Heights leads over Conway Springs. We'll take the timeout as well. Back in a quick 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Crennan Prophet, Brandon Zatman, Kurt Kilman back in studio. And the set number two here between Valley Heights and Conway Springs. The Cardinals just called a timeout. Valley Heights is up by four, 17-13. A must-win set two here for Conway after dropping set one, 25-11. Here's Smith, and there she goes. That is kill number. You want to guess how many kills she has in this state tournament so far?
40.
46 total kills through three matches.
Oh, Price is Right rule. I was under, so I'm still good. Didn't go over.
She has been incredible. Emery here on the serve. Valley Heights 18-13 over Conway. Deflection back here to the Cardinals side. Pauly to Johnson. Johnson goes long, and they're going to say point Valley Heights 19-13.
Yeah, the official was in the way, so I couldn't quite see it for sure on that back row. He hesitated a touch, but threw the flag up saying it was out.
Here, back setting this one. Does it hit the back line? Yes, it does. Here for Miley Pauly, the kill shot.
It was tipped as well. Wouldn't have mattered if it went long. It would have been Conway Springs point, but they got to put something together now. That ends a 10-2 run, KP, for Valley Heights.
The interesting here, Josie Parker is actually stepping up the side for Valley Heights. She's one of the top blockers there up in the middle. So here, Conway Springs, you want to take advantage. Here, Valley Heights is on their side. Smith is going to send it over on a downward spike, kind of low, and then Reese Johnson on the far sideline. She put it out. Yes, she did. 20-14 now. Valley Heights over Conway Springs in set two. And Valley Heights is 5 points away from finishing pool play 2-1. And we'll wait the JCN and Oakley matchup. Here's a service there for Valley Heights. Their fourth of the match. It's now 20-15. Now back to serve. Here now for Conway Springs is Addison Conkle, the 5'1" junior. The right-hand serve gets it across. Here's Miller. Miller right up to the left side. A free ball. It touches the top of the tape there by Nora Parker, but it goes back to the Valley Heights side. And just like that, it's a 4-point game now. Valley Heights 20, Conway Springs 16.
Yeah, I love it when players take accountability, and it's fun to read lips. You know, she has that error right there. She turns and she just says, hey, that's my bad. Got to be better.
It is about good team play and communication to be able to get this far here in postseason. Takes a lot of work together as a unit. Talk about a unit up front there. Reese Johnson, accompanied by Lainey Hartman on the double block. It secures another point here for Conway Springs. It's 20-17.
Yeah, they're creeping back into it. Four straight for the Cardinals. You know they're not going away quietly.
Conway Springs still down by three, though. 20-17 here in set two. Ava Smith, diagonal spike, picked up in the back row. Here, free ball gets sent over back left corner. Miller, left side to Smith. Smith jumbling it up in the net, just over. Did they get? They got a point there for Conway Springs. They're going to call it a tip from Valley Heights.
So that spike attempt by Ava Smith, I mean, hit it so hard on the top of the net that it brought the whole net down, kind of nestled the ball. It fell on the side of Valley Heights, and they just had no time to react to try to keep that thing up in the air.
Oren Pauly sends here over the serve. Marking on the far, now Ava Smith. That ball is sky high here. A free ball needs to get sent over. It does on a short set across. Ava Smith quickly up in the middle. Backs it down to the right corner. Now behind the 10-foot line. Cardinals back to Valley Heights. Nora Parker. Now to Smith. Over the double block and a nice little finesse tap that the Cardinals are able to retrieve. Back row and then off the head of Mia Vermitten. That spike goes down for a point. I believe that was Oren Pauly.
Yeah, I was curious to see if maybe Coach Steinfurt was going to call a timeout here. Now, 6 consecutive Conway Springs points, and they're now just down by 1 at 20-19, and what is a must-win set 2 for them.
1 point here, 20-14 here for Valley Heights, but Conway Springs have battled their way back in it. Here's an ace to tie it at 20. Oh, this is a Cardinals team that has not shed their wings this entire day. Despite being 0-2 in pool play, they have battled hard. We'll keep things here. It's 20-all. Valley Heights, Conway Springs, a must-win set number 2. Valley Heights, they won set 1, 25-11. Conway needs this one to force a set 3.
Yeah, this is a run of 7-0 here for Conway Springs. And up until this point, or that run, Conway Springs hadn't had more than 3 consecutive points scored against the Mustangs. So when they've needed this run the most, they're getting it. But now it's a best of 5. You know, you sit here at 20-20, could potentially see extra time, so to speak, could see some extra points needed on this one, but Valley Heights, they need to come out of this timeout, break this serve. But the positive for Conway Springs, they got Laren Pauly back serving, one of the best on their team.
Here, as you mentioned, Lauren Pauly just had the ace. She's got two blocks, a kill, and an ace all in this set. Didn't have anything on the statistical sheet in that set number one. Ava Smith here gets the kill. So just when you were kind of wondering how's Valley Heights going to get themselves back on the board, well, of course, it's going to be the reigning KVA 2A player that does it.
And she's going to get the serve here, too. And she rattled off four straight for a victory.
She's going to have to at least get some good serves here to give a chance. Here into the net, Johnson goes. It's now 22-20. So after the timeout, Valley Heights, back-to-back points. A kill from Smith, and then a hitting error from Johnson on the Cardinals' side. Here's the serve by Smith. Set up on the left, put across. Valley Heights handling front row. Set left side to Vermitten. It's dug up on the left sideline. Johnson over the top of the single block. Now Miller, back setting, Bigham, deflected right back here at Valley Heights, back up in the front row, Vermitten against the double block, deflection right back at it, but now it's here on the Cardinals' side. Here Johnson, over the double block, on the deflection, reflection over the top of the tape, battling here between the two teams. It's a long rally between the two, trying to dig up on the far side, but Bigham's not able to get it. Conway comes away with the point. And that was a huge rally between both teams that Conway was able to spring away with.
Yeah, Ava Smith had an incredible dig early on in that rally from that back line. You hate to see great plays come up empty, and that was the case there for the Mustangs.
Here is Vermitten, and the tap over the net. And now Johnson will put it into the net immediately. Both hands cover the mouth because she knows that was a huge mistake right there. Johnson, after that timeout by Valley Heights, has actually had two hitting errors.
Yeah, that was, yeah, you could see it on her face for sure. It was right there for her to send that free ball over in a straight-up miss hit.
Here's for Hartman. Hartman puts it over, picked up in the back row. Vermitten, a tap over the double block. It's returned back to the Valley Heights. Miller, back set. Parker, haven't called her name for a bit. Somehow Valley Heights gets the ball back over, and now it's back on their side. And now left side, Vermitten, and does she get the kill?
They call it lift.
It's 24. 2-11, can Valley Heights, after dropping their first match against Oakley, they won the first set 25-12, then lost 25-22, 25-21. We'll keep things here on MSC Sports Radio Network as Conway calls the timeout down 24-21. But again, Valley Heights built a lot of momentum there against JCM, 25-14, 25-20. Not many times does a team lose their first match, you know, in get too defeated to the fact that, you know, you're not sure if you're going to be able to still compete. But here, Valley Heights, they don't get down on themselves after going three sets and losing against Oakley. They bounce back with a sweep against JCM, and here they have a chance to sweep Conway.
Well, we saw it with Holton yesterday. They lost their first set in match one against Hoisington. They didn't lose a set the rest of the day going 3-0. So it's certainly possible. You don't like to be in those kind of scenarios. This Valley Heights team, they have been strong all day long.
And that strength is what might get this team here into the Final Four. But we'll see if they can get it this Saturday. They got to secure this. And here, Johnson putting down the kill. It is 24-22.
It's crazy how timeouts in this sport, KP, really alter momentum. I feel like more times than not, the team that calls the timeout comes out with a little more positive effort.
Miller, Parker, over the top. Cardinals working with it. Farnell, Hartman, back row. Libero, Spoon's not able to get it. It's a kill shot. For, I believe that was Johnson, and now Valley Heights.
Well, again, the Mustangs, sorry to cut you off. Mustangs have had three set points here. They've lost two of them.
Yep.
They have one more. This is the one they need, and they can secure a victory. Can Conway Springs force a little extra time?
24-23. Here's Miller to Parker over the double block. Here it's in the front row. Hartman's going to send it over. It's deflected. The heat is taken off. Miller, Vermitten. Vermitten into the net. 24 all. We are deadlocked in set two.
And that's the scenario. She missed time the jump, KP. She jumped way too early, and she's swinging her right arm forward for that spike while she's on the way down, and just no chance for that one to get over the net.
Your chance to get back to set match point, though, if you're Valley Heights. And here, a violation against the Mustangs. Conway, 25. Valley Heights, 24. All right, let's take actually a quick break here. 30 seconds. 25-24, Conway Springs over Valley Heights in set two. It's a must-win for them here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area, that gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. Well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op to become part of the family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, I didn't just see what happened, but Valley Heights, I believe, has it now tied 25-all.
It was an error on the serve, KP. She went over the line. We have only seen that called now twice all day today, and now it's 25-25.
It is 25-all and set to a must-win for Conway Springs after dropping set one. Hartman, Spoons, the libero for Valley Heights. Here's Remit and a chance for redemption. She has it through the wicket. 26-25 now, Valley Heights over Conway Springs. They need one more here on match point. Can they do it?
It's their fourth match point. They missed the first three. Conway Springs has squandered one as well. See, the Mustangs can put it away.
There the setup, Hartman tapping across. Miller, Vermint in, and it's dug right back over to the Valley Heights side. Parker sends a deep set to the left side. Pauly, Hartman over the double block. Miller now to Vermint, another try, and it hits the antenna. The Valley Heights Mustangs win it 27-25. And for right now, the Mustangs, 2-1 in pool play, joining alongside the only other 2-win team in pool play, Oakley, who have to play JCN upcoming. And this is going to be interesting what this comes down to. But Valley Heights right now set in good company to maybe make it on this Saturday. We're going to take a step aside here real quick, but Valley Heights wins it in straight sets, 25-11 and 27-25. We're back here after this timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
In today's world, everyone is searching for answers. If cows are laying down, will it rain? Does gum really stay in your stomach for 7 years? How about Bigfoot? With so many mysteries, it's nice to have one clear answer. Fiber. Blue Valley Technologies proudly provides a robust fiber network with symmetrical speeds and unmatched reliability. And with 24/7 support, we are always here when you need us. Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet, because some things just shouldn't be a mystery.
Citizens State Bank, with locations in Hanover, Marysville, and Waterville, wants to wish the Valley Heights Lady Mustangs good luck at the state tournament and proud to support this broadcast. Citizens State Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Good health starts with a trusted partner, and at Community Healthcare System, our family medicine providers are here for the long run, building lasting relationships and guiding your family's health at every stage of life. From preventative care to chronic condition management, we deliver quality care that you can count on right here in your community. Community Healthcare System, your partner in lifelong health. Schedule your appointment today by visiting chcsks.org.
Well, the holidays are coming, and nothing brings folks together quite like a meal from Frankfort Meat Company. From custom-cut roasts and smoked hams and steaks, sausage, and more, they've got everything you need to make your table unforgettable. Stop by Frankfort Meat Company at 120 East 2nd Street in Frankfort, or call them at 785-292-4436 to reserve your holiday favorites today. Frankfort Meat Company, small-town butcher with big-time flavor.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Crinan Profit, it's Brandon Tatman, Kurt Kilman back in studio. We wrap up here our action on KMZ 92.1, but we do continue with Care Radio 93.7 with Jefferson County North upcoming here against Oakley in the final matchup. Oakley's 2-0 and JCN 1-1, but Valley Heights improves to 2-1 in pool play. They set themselves up in a nice position here for a chance to go to Saturday, depending the results here in this next matchup. Conway, though, They will go home as they finish pool play 0-3. Valley Heights, they sweep Conway 25-11. And impressively there in that second set, 27-25. Now, I know there was a chance there. It was at one point 24-21. I mean, Valley Heights had a chance to put it away, but then it kind of came back. Conway actually took a lead there, 25-24. But Valley Heights was able to close it out, 27-25, and bring the 2-1 in pool play. Brandon, what'd you see here?
Yeah, perfectly called timeout by Coach Steinfurt. Again, I mentioned it throughout that second set. With a couple timeouts called, how the momentum shifts for the team that's struggling, takes a timeout, and then all of a sudden they come out of the break and they rattle off 3, 4, 5 in a row. So again, you mentioned that late portion. It was 24-21 Valley Heights. Conway Springs, what do? They call a timeout. They come out, score 4 in a row, make it 25-24. So they had set point. They had a chance to get it to that third set. But it's not like Valley Heights earned that point to tie it. It was a service error behind the line. It wasn't even because it hit the net. She crossed the line and just gave that point to Valley Heights. They get that momentum back. It's 25-25. Another timeout is called. Back-to-back points for the Mustangs. They take care of business, set themselves up for an opportunity. Because, again, we were kind of talking off air. If Jefferson County North and what is coming up, here shortly, which will switch over to Care Country 93.7 in a minute, where you'll hear that matchup. But if JCN beats Oakley, you have 3 2-1 teams now. Before the matchup with Valley Heights and Conway Springs, we were talking about a three-way tie with teams at 1-2. Now we're talking about potentially three teams at 2-1 in this pool. Conway, they're done. 0-3, they're out. It's two spots, three teams. And we were talking about tiebreakers, and you say, well, head-to-head, it's all three beating everybody. Because if JCN beats Oakley... Yeah, JCN beat Oakley. Well, Valley Heights beat JCN. Well, but Valley Heights, they lost to Oakley. So, you know, I think it goes to a point system at that point. So things are going to get maybe dicey. Obviously, Oakley can put an end to all of this nonsense that we're talking about. If they take care of Jefferson County North, then it's going to be Oakley the one. Out of this pool, Valley Heights will be the two. Those two teams will be on to Saturday. I think JCN still has a shot if they can get a win here against the only team that's undefeated in pool play right now.
I still think it's pretty awesome, though. We are guaranteed at least one local team coming out on top for tomorrow. We either have Valley Heights or JCN, whether one of those are able to get that second or maybe potentially first spot, but that is yet to see. Some final stats, though, from that game. Valley Heights, Conway Springs, 21 kills there. Valley Heights, Conway 8. Conway did have 6 blocks. They had 3 service errors. Valley Heights, they had 4. Ava Smith finished with 12 total kills. And Vermitton finishes the pool play for the Valley Heights team with 48 total kills. Absolutely incredible there. She came in with 418 kills this season into the tournament, and here she comes out with now over 460 kills on this season. Absolutely splendid numbers there for Ava Smith, helping carry this Valley Heights Mustang team. We got any final thoughts here, Brandon, before we send this one back to the studio, and then we'll jump here on Care Country?
Well, we're actually in the process of working out tie-breaking scenarios here. I'm on the horn with someone right now going back and forth. So I'm trying to figure this out. So I believe what I am getting for JCN, they need to beat Oakley in straight sets because Oakley and Valley Heights went 3 sets. So I believe, again, I'm trying to confirm this. We will confirm it over on Care when we get to this broadcast, but it sounds like if JCN wins in straight sets, I think they'd be okay. I think they'd get in. So
if
we'll
they
confirm
get
that.
Three sets,
then I think it's going to still be Valley Heights. Yes. So waiting for that confirmation right now from someone who's trying to help out with us. Because, again, it's all for naught if Oakley takes care of business against Jefferson County North. Then we know for a fact it's going to be
Oakley and Valley Heights.
But still, I think we could go to a point margin as well. I don't know. It's a lot. But nonetheless, we'll talk about it once we get over to Care Country. Again, impressive for Valley Heights. They got into a tough spot late in that second set. In Conway Springs, that error on the service line when they had set point, that was really kind of the killer there. But you can never just point to one play. Obviously, Valley Heights had a stretch where they had an 8-2 run, a 12-4 run. You just can't have that. So even though you had a chance at the end, if you were Conway Springs, you can look back to a lot of that match, especially in that second set. There were times they could have made better decisions, better plays, fewer errors. Nonetheless, Valley Heights, the big win. Let's wrap it up.
Yep, Valley Heights, as I mentioned, 2-1 pool play. They lost to Oakley, though, in 3 sets. winning the first one 25-12, but then losing 25-22, 25-21. Valley Heights did bounce back, though. Straight sets against JCN, 25-14, 25-20. And, of course, here now against Conway Springs, 25-11 and 27-25. They are 2-1 pool play, a chance here to go on the Saturday. Conway Springs, they go home 0-3 in pool play. All right, join us here if you want to on CARE 93.7. You can download the MSC Radio app to check in if you're out of the listening area of CARE Radio. Again, I'm Credit Profit. Brandon Tappan and Kirk Kilman back in studio. Thank you for listening here on today's action from Dodge City, Kansas at United Wireless Stadium here on MSC Sports Radio Network.